Let's go.
Go. Let's go, bro.
What's up, man?
You live on direct?
What's up, dude?
Live on Monday night.
This is Freedom 35ers. Live from Florida.
Welcome.
All right, everybody just turned us off. Culture, Cardano, bye. That was the first intro we just heard.
All right, peace.
All right, we tuned in. All right, this is why we're not here anymore.
Bye. Go home. I'm gonna go to bed.
Yeah. All right, we tried. All right, we were interested. All right. No, what's up, dude?
Are you interested? Are you not interested?
All right, is she interested? Are you gonna go home?
Do the half hug thing?
Get your asses out. Oh, what's up, man? Welcome. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
It's been a minute.
Monday coming at you. Been live a couple times now. Lots of live.
We're playing live in musical blockchain chairs right now. We did Bitcoin last Monday, Solana on Wednesday, back to Cardano Mondays. You never know what you're gonna get over here.
It's like a box of chocolates.
Yo, what's up though for everybody over here on this Monday night? If you guys are tuning in, shout out to everybody over in chat hanging out early. This is our F35 live. We're here every Monday night from 9 p.m Eastern to maybe 11 p.m Eastern, maybe 10. Nobody knows these days. We're just vibing, depending on how that conversation runs. But yeah, loving the live format right now. It's been fun to kind of just kick it, hang with you guys.
A little more laid back.
Check it. That time not pretty good. I feel like I did in my earphones. You guys might be the delay.
Right.
Fair enough. Do you know what? I'm excited to kind of chat because this kind of topic came up yesterday over inside the community. So if you guys are here for the culture tonight, if you guys are part of the ecosystem, or if you guys are just here representing, man, definitely make sure to go ahead and hit that like button down in the description. If you guys are over on X, share, retweet, all the fun stuff over there. If you guys would like to chat with us and you haven't subscribed, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. You can go ahead and chat with us after 1 minute. And keep on to that subscription, man. We're going to be here. Bull market, bear market. Yeah, you don't got to unsub. There's no giveaways over here. You don't got to do any fun, crazy stuff. But yeah, man. Shout out to everybody over in chat. Let's get a little roll call going over here. One I have not seen and also getting the first comment of the night over there in a minute. Shout out to Q10 over there. He said, cash rules everything around you.
Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all.
There it is. I was also going to say, I'm pretty sure that's on an old money bill somewhere, too. There we go. Shout out to you, Rez, over there. Yo, Snecky's killing it right now as well. DeFi FOMOFO said, might not be first, but I'm the first to say first. That is true. And Crypto Hands is the first to not say first. Shout out to you. It is, dude. It became a thing. TJ hates the numbers. He hates the stuff over there. We're going to always do something that'll piss TJ off. CNFT, J-Hub, what is up, dude? I love the CNFT. Repping the old school right there. Cuban Mutant is asking the question that needs to be asked every week. He said, can I talk to a manager? Is relating banning Rez? Rez, are you banned yet?
We'll bring it to HR.
Banned from Rez, for sure.
Gordon has officially been permabanned at the moment. Maybe we'll bring him back there for the bull. Shout out to Knife Bait over there. What is up, man? Eddie Z still rocking that Neku over there. He said, here for the fun advice. That's from Nafafa. Like and subscribe, peeps. Make sure to hit that bell down there. I left a little S out. Actually, anyway. Oh, it's not Rugs. He said, Cardano lacks culture. Hold his beer, MF-er. Oh, man. We're going to dive into that tonight. Curly Knox, AO. And then Nemo. Yo, he said, when culture? Can you be culture? Yeoman. I'm pretty sure you can, man.
Yeoman. And I'm pretty I like that.
Yo, man. Yo, man. That just reminds me of like the YMCA song. Garfield Lasagna, what is up? AO in the chat. 3D Kiwi coming over from X. Appreciate the X people over there. I like, yo, you guys see that an announcement? Elon talking about teasing the X TV. Everything's going to be on there soon. It's all happening, man.
I saw that he wanted to revive Vine.
Do it, man. Please. Really? That's when TikTok gets banned, then Vine will come back. Make its long way to return.
That's good.
Belconomics.
Or is dope.
In regard to what, TJ?
I was saying, regard to my hair, yes, I finally got a haircut. It's been a while. 2 months.
You got a clean little edge lined up in the front there. Cut off the widow's peak and everything.
Yep.
It's straight.
They want to know.
It'll grow back in like 2 days, though.
They want to know what?
They want to know when hair.
When Tom, your hair or my hair?
Your hair. People are asking. Oh.
Bro, the hair is a little messy. We can give you guys a little toy. Here you go.
Someone said that you're actually born with the hat on, so it's fused to your head. You can't come off. Similar to Joe Dirt's wig.
Got a little clean edge going right now.
That was the lore in Joe Dirt, right? Like, he couldn't take the hair off because he was born and
it just all comes off in one.
Yeah.
Nah, the hair's a little off. We got some hat hair. We had to go ahead and drop that over there. Tin Toy, also, what is up over there? Who else we got in chat? Light. And Diet. So Dark. There you go. No Dark, but Diet over there on the X. Appreciate people over on X right now. That's dope. Hybrid Family, what is up to cool. you? And hey, Old Money, the fuckery themselves.
Get the fuck out of here.
What is up? Did y'all hear that clearly? I hope we didn't. Shout out to Trix, everybody.
Wasn't too loud, too.
Meek Vision, too. Oh, what is up, man? I saw his bill, too. We'll take a look at that when we get to some Old Money over there. Talking about the culture. We do it for the culture over here.
We do it.
He said, tell him at work and the YMCA is playing. Yo, man. Yeoman. Hashtag Yeoman. And CB Hashchat over there. Buzz, buzz.
That's going to hit my head the rest of the night now.
Because Tommy can say it, it's got stuck in my head.
What?
Yo, that's man.
Young man. Da, 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 da.
Yo, man. It's going to be Yeoman all night, dude. Man. What's up, boys? What's up, chat? How is everybody doing on this Monday? How are the vibes? How's the sentiment? Are we a bunch of tech nerds over here on Cardano? Or do we have culture?
Absolutely not, because I don't know how any of the tech works. So I'm
okay, that's fair enough. I think we're a little bit of both. I mean, we're definitely some tech nerds. I mean, we're all nerds. We're all talking about crypto. That's just a given. Yeah. Let's get that out of the way.
Gambling first. Nerds, we are.
Yeah. Yeah. There's real people that look at us like, yo, crypto. All right. Next.
Hi.
We're like, okay, hey, but there's pictures with those crypto. And they're like, dude, well, you lost me at crypto. So we're all nerds here. But at the end of the day, there's different kind of vibes set out there. And apparently Cardano may lack some culture. At least that was the post that went up. And I guess you guys hadn't seen this yet, have you?
No, you just said it prior to stream and I was just looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we can dive into that one together.
Oh, we can all jump into this. It's got the community talking over there, and rightly so. I mean, it's a fun question, right? Culture, I think. I mean, that's one word that, I mean, that brings... What is the vibe over here these days? Like, are we a bunch of tasteless MFers? I like how Old Money puts it. It says, the culture or taste? What's personal preference for you guys? you can't cancel culture, these nuts. I love it. That's why I love Old Money. See the culture over there? Great. Hilarious. Let's bring this back over here to the actual whole reason we were talking about this topic in the first place, because it's definitely got some shots were fired out there for sure, and it's got people talking.
Right,
obviously. Kenny he just came out there hot and heavy, man. And you guys may know Kenny throughout the community. We know him from the Mongrels Valkyrie sphere over there, I guess Park Rats as well. Basically play video games with Kenny, you know, play some Rocket League and stuff. That's how I know Kenny. But he put out this thread over here that says why Cardano NFTs are mostly dead, but not all dead. A thread. All right. He said, if Cardano whales and users knew enough about NFTs or cared about the overall NFT ecosystem, they would have to put something with the opportunity to be culturally relevant where the Ape Society is. The Ape Society makes little sense as an NFT project, but makes viable, high-quality DeFi products. It's an abomination, really. It's like I said, boom, right at him, right after that.
NFTs,
an abomination. That's like some fighting words right there. But yeah, he said NFTs that have found organic success trade as a speculation on cultural relevancy, real products, and branding. TAS does not come close to meeting this standard and trades mostly on proposed ROI from platform fees and access to tools and passports to go. Where again? Unfortunately for Cardano, this milquetoast DeFi product, disguised as an NFT project, was thrust to the top of the ecosystem by DeFi-focused whales and special treatment from JPEG store Monopoly, who welcomed the trading fees and plastered them at the top of their website nonstop for 2 years. It's all fine. If that's the culture Cardano wants for the NFT ecosystem, leave them there. You will attract every developer, coder, banker, loan shark, waltzes in the Web3, and turn away 99% of potential users. If you need proof that the soil on Cardano is infertile, Aure sits at a sub $50 floor while they build quality fashion products, and their Instagram gets more engagement than Azuki does. The founder of Jesus 2 Rises is also collaborating with Doodles and Netflix as multiple collections gets completely ignored on Cardano. TAS has zero cultural relevancy. Even after their founder engaged in insider trading, tried to socially engineer a situation where Charles would pump their new Levy token, the floor is holding steady, leaving hope for a new chapter in their incredibly boring saga. In the meantime, I'd encourage those who are building traditional brands while trying to incorporate NFT technology to look elsewhere. Send it to zero with haste or sit on the sidelines this bull run. That's a lot to take in right there.
I mean, definitely a big attack at a specific project. So it's a lot to kind of also, you know, work around that as far as just answering the overall question of our culture as it is. I mean, obviously, there is some culture just because, you know, it all comes from the earlier, bigger starts like we had on Ethereum, where so many of our main members of our community now that have been here for as long as we can remember started on other blockchains. And that comes over all the time because there's just so much on Ethereum. There's so many people, just such a big community. You know, their meme culture, everything like that leaks through into the other blockchains 100%. As far even just meme culture online. And then as far as our, I mean, yeah, we're definitely distinct from something like Solana, which you guys have been, that's what our whole last week episode was pretty much about, was how different Solana is. So you couldn't make those differences without us having some sort of distinct, you know, culture or identity.
I think too, like, go ahead, Gigi.
No, you're good.
First reaction. No, your first reaction seeing this. I want to hear that.
I mean, it is a lot to take in. There's so many different ways you can kind of approach this because I do agree in certain aspects of this because, you know, we do definitely have culture here, I would say. I think, but the thing about it is why we're so, I won't say dead, but quiet on Cardano right now is right now with the bull run supposedly starting because of the halving, people are looking for those ROI projects because then later on they'll invest or they'll look at something they want to collect and hold forever. Because a lot of those communities over here, they're great communities, but they sit at a low floor because investors or people that want to make money aren't going to probably just buy those because they're not going to think they're going to flip them, unfortunately. So we have a lot of collectors. There's a lot of great art, a lot of great communities on Cardano. It's just for, you know, different strokes for different folks in a sense over here. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah. I think it doesn't have like necessarily the degen mindset that is on other chains isn't traditionally the mindset that is attracted to Cardano,
right?
In a sense, right? We talked about Solana last week on Wednesday with Dilly, and dude, like there's a bunch of crypto bros a lot over on that Solana side that's in it for, you know, this the quick, the easy memes, you know, the 100x's, and they don't, there's no ethics, there's no nothing over there, man. Right. It's just like, hey, that team rugged, they're making another coin. All right, what's the next ticker? Like, you know, then let's make more money. But over here on Cardano, like, we fight with each other about that kind of stuff because it's like, we don't need any more of those people coming and infiltrating like our ecosystem. We want to try to clean stuff up. So I just think the overall culture on Cardano is very different from the traditional sense of the stuff it's being compared to.
And I would argue that Cardano has one of the best art across all blockchains, honestly. I'm not just saying that because we've been over here first, but I don't know if we talked about with Dilly with this on stream or off stream, but he was basically saying there's not real good art on Solana right now. And I agree with him because I was kind of looking afterwards on Magic Eden and stuff just to kind of go through the projects over there. No shade to Solana or anything, but Cardano kind of takes the cake for as far as great art over here, good communities, and what we have going over here. It's just the fact that the money's not flowing in on this side, so it's not going to attract as much attention as the other chains are right now currently.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting too to like kind of look through some of the comments and stuff that people are over here, because DeFi says it's a holder of TAS, mongrels, and damn near every project in Cardano. I think this was a bad take. Nemo says Solenzo isn't culture. Old Money says we need to bridge to other chains. It's supposed to be a worldwide system, no borders. Why stay in our small town?
I agree.
There we go. Now we're talking.
I agree with that as well. Now I remember talking to Trix a little bit. They did a little town hall, kind of a little MF or FM a couple weeks ago. and just talking about that, like, how can we get outside the bubble? Like, we're not going to grow if we stay where we are. Or we will have to wait until more people get attracted to, most likely, like I said, most stuff that onboards people into different ecosystems is hype, is marketing, is money. And when you combine those three things, dude, you get that run of people. Like, most popular one probably on here, Cardano, that has done that so far has been Snek.
Well, it's also too, is going to other blockchains and talking about Cardano and the projects that we have over here. Also branching out outside of Cardano and just bringing attention back over here by just flexing a profile picture, just talking about a community or a project that we have over here.
And yeah. I mean, have great projects that are doing these things on other chains. We have, you know, Rare Evo that's not just kind of limiting itself to Cardano as well. So it's definitely happened. It's just, I think, happens over time. And like we've always said, we're early. So obviously, you know, maybe we're ahead of some of this stuff happening, which hasn't quite got to that stage yet.
But, you know, we've seen it, though, too, kind of coming in on the hype of at the tail end of a bull run, right? We saw how much, like, speculation and hype there was over here. The amount of money, the price of Cardano, everything was up. So, you know, that overall sentiment was up. People made some money. They wanted to spend that money. Then as things kind of tailed off, you know, the liquidity, you know, flows to the places where it's most relevant, which is usually Bitcoin, and then kind of bridges down from there. And you see things like Solana taking off because it's quick, fees are less, that there's a ton of dApps that are easy and interactable. A lot of it's mobile. So there's a lot of users there. They're attracting a lot of users because it's easy to onboard people. But like you said, your point too, TJ, I think a lot of people also, after they make those gains, after they have some of that money that they're, you know, they're not accumulating at the moment, they're looking to spend it on something. They're looking to collect something where it's not about necessarily the, hey, this is going to 10X over time. Yep. Most people buy art, and some, I mean, there's different art collectors, right? There's people who, you know, buy art to eventually flip art because they see value in an artist early on. And there's people who just like, I like this artist. I don't give a shit if this thing is $1 or $1 million. Like,
yep.
I'm interested in this, and this is how I express myself, by collecting this type of stuff. And I think art's a tough category for people, especially when there's no liquidity. And people always ask, why isn't my art selling? Why isn't it selling? And it's like, well, is your art selling in real life? You know, is there any like tangible reason for it to be selling over here outside of it's just an NFT? Is there a market for it? And or is it all just hype and speculation at this point? And I think a lot of people came to blockchain to try to make it over here, right?
Yeah.
On the art front. And it's easy to do that when things are hot, but when things kind of settle down, do you still kind of command that you know, that attention?
Especially on the NFT side, sometimes just, you know, the art only goes so far. If you don't have a good community behind you and just a good backing, it's not going to go as far as other projects with that. That is art. Old Money is always a great example. They have a great art, great community, and just always just coming out with great stuff as far as that goes. So that's a great community kind of represent that aspect, is because of what they have going on.
I think you know, we've talked about plenty of projects where we've liked how they look, just the art itself. But I think we've seen that, where we've seen not only on our blockchain, but on Cardano, we've even probably talked about some where they were artists before and probably kind of saw an opening when it came to like NFTs, not maybe specifically Cardano, but just, hey, I probably couldn't sell my art in real life. But for some reason, these people buy NFTs because they don't even give a shit what the art looks like. Like, they're not buying my art because they like it. They're just buying it because they think they're going to flip it, because that's what they do with NFTs. So I'm going to go over there. I'm going to sell my art. Sell 10,000. Cool, that worked. I don't give a shit about the project. I'm done.
And dude, isn't that one of the main reasons too, where a lot of projects just disappeared and fell apart? Because they're like, dude, I hyped it up. I sold my art. People bought it. It was worth money. And then a lot of people were like, well, what now? And it's like, dude, you bought my heart. What do you want? And then they're like, people got forced into like making roadmaps and doing like games and things that they never, ever intended to do.
Yep.
Because that culture was just like, all right, well, now what? Now what? And people really weren't taking accountability for what they were buying, I think. And they were treating it like the casino. And there's different ways, and you could do that. But you also have to be kind of like self-responsible for yourself. Be like, dude, I spent all this money on this stuff. I hope I like it at the end of the day, because worst case scenario, it ain't worth shit.
We were treating it like the casino, but then it was almost like the casino was like, hey, look, this machine is made to land on 20 and it lands on 7. And we're like, yo, what the fuck? It didn't land on 20. Like, well, it's made to, but.
Well, when refund, man?
It didn't work, so sorry. You know what I mean? So it's like, cool, I held this thing for a year and now it's not worth anything. Why didn't you do what you're going to do? It's like, well, we did say we were going to, but.
Gave you pizza.
we didn't.
Good vibes only, baby.
It just didn't work. I saw another thread about that. It's not an uncommon topic. We talked about it a lot, like way before. It's just like, when is it a rug pull? When is it just time to kind of hang it up? Like, hey, your floor is 7. I don't see what you could do to the current project to go from a 7 floor to anything of real value. I mean, yeah, hey, maybe it's worth like 14, but still, like, come on. As far as what people are expecting, some of these, and like you said, Tommy, it's a casino. We talk about it so much about how these projects, not all of them are going to make it. There's no way. But then when they start failing, we're kind of like, why is this one failing? Why isn't it? Why aren't they not all doing well in my wallet? You just got to, all right, that one didn't work out. That's why I bought into some more. And boy, so I have to use those windows too to sell. That sucks. That's the worst part.
It goes back to what you were saying too, Tom. Is like, why are you minting this? Are you minting it to flip it later on? Or are you minting it to actually collect it? Because if it goes to, you know, hero to zero, which one are you going to be happy with? If you're happy with both, are you doing it for both reasons? Like, why are you minting right now this collection?
Right. And most people will tell you it's money. Like, straight 100%. Up, that's what it is. We wanted to flip your shit.
Yep.
And if you don't have anything else planned for me outside of that, because I think we really got introduced to it in a way of like, super unrealistic, like just long-term, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, well, look at three for 1200 ADA.
Yeah.
That's how I got involved.
Well, look at Bored Apes, like Bored Ape Yacht Club. Like, that was the epitome of like, hey, we bought this. It made me a ton of money. It went up, celebrities endorsed it. Everybody bought into it. They airdropped me tons of stuff that were worth so much more money. I'm vibing with this community right now. And then as soon as the money disappears, a lot of people are just like, bro, this place sucks. Why am I even doing this anymore? And we kind of like led into it. I guess you had to kind of like go through it to understand it. But at the same time, like, I wouldn't do half the shit I did starting off if I know now what I did that back then. And I think for a lot of people too, when you get marketed like art, I'm like, hey, go buy, they have good art over there. A lot of people, like you said, don't care. From a very basic standpoint, but it's a huge benefit if that project's community is popping, they have a very supportive stuff, and it's worth money. Then that's a dangerous combination, because then people really, that's when you see projects take off, where things like an old Omen over here on Cardano like took off. It originally was about, people love the artwork, they didn't really expect much from it, and then they took off over here and became their own thing. Old Money is an interesting one from back then, because it was an art-based project that now, like, even though it's definitely obviously gone back down over the years, there's still an amazing community that's like rallying there. So it'd be interesting to see them kind of branch out into a more liquid market. And then there's projects like you said, Ore and other things that are amazing artists that has a very big real life following. Community internally is very supportive. Like, the overall blockchain necessarily may not reflect that, because the floor price isn't super high.
I think NFTs in general is just hard to get people to wrap their mind around. They like the art sometimes. They just don't know what am I do with this NFT? Why can't I think that the concept of just, why can't I just copy and paste this image and have it? I think some people who aren't into crypto don't understand that.
No.
That there's so much more to just copy and paste in this image.
Like, or that they all think, well, they also, a lot of them think that the only value comes from just reselling it. They think that the whole point is to just hype it up and to buy one really cheap at the mint and then resell it later. They don't understand that there's utility that gives these values at other times in its life, or that it can, you know, rebound because of announcements and news as developments happen. They just think like, oh, it's just art and people were just buying these pictures of frogs for no reason, and then they weren't worth nothing and they never went back up, because why would they? Because they weren't going to do anything. And that's what they see them as.
So I'm looking back through some of the comments over here.
I was looking at that too.
There's Hyper Family Jump said, there's some real talk in a lot of project communities about whether or not they're needing to add utility. And that's a tough question, I think, too, because like, what was your project? I mean, like, that's a great example of a project like that who adding utility and things along the way was Dirtbirds, right? Like, they've pivoted, but they've been able to adapt in a way that fit like the market needs. But they also always stayed true to their community, which has backed them throughout the entire time, which they picked up more and more of those people. But if you purely are an art-based project and that's what you are, like lean into that, like old money, for an example. I appreciate you guys jumping over here. Tricks over on the account. He said the ultimate challenge is onboarding the normies. We need NFT art to be exposed to a greater level of criticism and see how that flies and see if it passes the test of adoption. Agreed.
On the art shows and stuff, I think that's perfect. You guys are doing that, crushing it. Love the physical art pieces and the digital art pieces, obviously.
Yeah, man, if you can get like a physical market that is like, yes, I want that. Like, where do I get that? That's just a true testament to the artist itself, right? You don't need to be on a blockchain to do that, right? Like, hey, that guy has great art. How do I buy that? And I know a lot of there's like physical and digital stuff, and we can talk old money about that because I know they're going to kind of connect some stuff to that. But that's like when I guess there's like different like ways to look at it, because that whole thread itself really is just talking about, is there a culture over here on Cardano, or is our like, I guess the real context needs to be like, what kind of culture are you looking for? A culture of investors looking to pump up and bring value to that brand? Are you looking just for a strong supportive community that may not necessarily make a ton of money, but they have good, you know, just a good solid foundation? I always want to say good vibes over there. I mean, or are you?
Yeah. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, I was just saying, in the defense of TAS over there too. I mean, TAS has brought great protocols and stuff that has encouraged like people to like land and buy and have options for their NFTs over here. Like, I can't say that, you know, they haven't brought some sort of value here inside this community. I mean, I don't always necessarily agree with like the top down leadership sometimes over there, but the community itself is super strong. Like, you want to look at a community that's rallied around that post. Dude, they'll tell you why that post sucks. You know, they're supporting and doing their thing on their side. But I think it all depends on what kind of like culture you're trying to drive over here. And are you trying to, you know, I guess from Kenny's point of view, maybe he's just trying to like, hey, there's a whole art, there's high quality people over here. We need to support these people. Why aren't you guys doing that? You guys are just feeding into Ponzonomics at the moment.
But I think, like I said, it always goes back. We've said this a lot, and I know anyone that's in crypto can relate to this, is the biggest reason why all of us got into crypto is because you saw the potential to make a return on your investment, really and truly. We happened to stumble upon NFTs in the process, which is a great find, in my opinion. Obviously, I love NFTs. I obviously think we are so very early on the use case for NFTs. Mm-hmm. I just think, you know, we're just, like I said, we're early in the stage, and it goes back to, again, why we came here in the first place.
Yeah. And NFTs have evolved over too, right? Over time. Like, it's
they
not
have
the
evolved,
same.
But I still think we're early though. I still think we're early for all the use, the potential it has,
bro,
for them.
If you're in crypto, you're early pretty much at this point still, like when it comes to it. I mean, when you talk to the average person, they may know about some stuff. They may even buy something on a Coinbase, but like when it comes to actually like collecting stuff, no, like, nobody knows how to like, hey, how do I buy this? I got an email actually, funny enough, today. Like, my mom, I remember her setting up her wallet when we first got started. She bought a Pavia plot back in the day.
I got an email from Pavia today too.
She got an email from him. She's like, hey, should I be doing this? Like, what do I need to do with my land?
That's funny.
And so I was like, there's no, even if she wanted to do something with it, she'd have no clue on how to do that. Like, that would be an extreme challenge for her to figure that out. Yeah. There you go. Green screen tea. Yeah. Land merge. That's exactly what she got. But like, I don't know. I mean, for me, it's, I don't, to answer the question, does Cardano lack culture? I don't think so at all. I think there's some dope projects over here. Yeah, I think there's some dope communities. To be honest, some of like the tightest communities and just the honest ones over here are inside this community for over the last few years. And then there's some fun ones and other ones. Like Dilly was saying last week on Wednesday, he's like, you just got to find, there's people like this throughout multiple blockchains, right? It's not like Cardano has a certain type of people and other people on different blockchains are all completely different. It's just finding what works for you, like individually. And that's really what NFT projects are in general, right? Like, find the community, find the culture that fits you. You don't need, not a one size fit all. Like, there's going to be projects that do well that you absolutely hate. You hate their community. You hate everything about them. They do well though, but it's just not your vibe.
Yep.
And that's fine. Like, right, we're all different people. We all have different interests. There's different stuff that we like. No issue with that. I just don't think we get enough love over here because the bubble we are in is already small. If you look at the NFT volume, if you look at the DeFi volume across blockchains at the moment, we are super low compared to the top layer ones. So if you're fighting about low liquidity and collections on projects that do have really good art, of course they're going to have low floors right now, because there's just, you're like already in a, such a micro bubble that you're just dialing it down that much further.
I think too, even for this side, I think I encourage like the communities of this blockchain Cardano to go to other blockchains, flex your PFP, go in those spaces, talk about Cardano and talk about the community that you're involved with. Kind of spread the word. Word of mouth has always been the best form of marketing. And I encourage the project leads too to do stuff like that as well. Not just stay in the Cardano spaces, go to other spaces. Just show what you guys have. I think that's the best thing I could say for projects is to do, is to kind of branch out just to get other eyes on here.
Yeah, Nemo hit the nail on the head right there. He said a lot of people realized too late that they needed to just talk to each other. Like, yeah, get 100%. Out network. Like, you got differences, or you guys, how can you help each other?
Absolutely.
That's one thing inside this, our ecosystem alone, is there's a lot of like division over there. Like, my community needs to be this, so you guys need to be following this. It's like, dude, everybody, there's a lot of these different ones over here that can thrive. But if we just offer some sort of support, man, like, you can reach broader audiences if you kind of, you know, unite together. You don't got to love projects, but I mean, just any kind of support. I think a big one that you can see, you can see that happening to is SNEC. Like, SNEC is one of the ones over here that has been able to attract a lot of cross-chain.
But why, though?
Because, I mean, it's a meme coin. Naturally, there's money
return
involved.
On investment, of course. It's not
But SNEC wouldn't be what it was without their diehard community that they've
established. Yes, the core. Absolutely. I agree with that.
It would not be close. I mean, you can look at the number of holders over there for a Cardano project. I mean, you're at 26,000, almost 27,000 holders at the moment over here.
That's crazy. So wild.
That tells me, and I mean, we looked at that last week, right, with like SNECies. On why Snecky sold out a 7,777 collection at $77, because they had tripled the holders already in Snec that were interested. So, you know, you attach any kind of money to that, and there's no brainer, they're going to sell out. And that's why a lot of projects on other blockchains do well, because they have like a following, they actually have a legit people who are interested, and it mints out instantly.
Well, and I was going to say, though, you see that. I mean, you see what Snecky's did. I wouldn't call it necessarily like a dead chain. I mean, we're still seeing projects that are coming out and being able to sell out, build communities, not having been here for 3 years now, you know, still somewhat newer on the newer end. Not necessarily in Snec's case, but we've seen projects come out this year that have been able to sell out, no problem. It's not dead chain then. I mean, the other thing I wanted to add, I mean, I was going to ask you too, how many times we've heard, even talking like Dilly last week and all the different people we've talked to that have either messed around on ordinals or even just regularly trade on like Ethereum, where they constantly say like, oh, Cardano's still like my home, that's like where I want to stay, I'll always be on Cardano, or always still have some assets there because I bought them because I like them. So I think that says a lot, you know, about just our culture as a whole. Like you said, there's a lot of great projects and great people. And when people go to somewhere like Solana, where they say, hey, yeah, I'm trading over here, but it's just because I see potential to make a ton of money. You know what I mean? I don't want to hang out over here because everyone's just looking to make money too. You know, Cardano has people you can actually kind of chill with and get to know in Discord and things like that, or at least have that, you know, more potential to for whatever your likes are. I think we see that a lot, though. We hear that all the time from people we talk to.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people making gains that are like, hey, I'm going to take this back over here. I'm just exploring other chains, which I highly encourage you, right? Like, you need to be able to branch out, like we talked about last week. You need to understand different protocols, different chains. It may help you also expand your knowledge too over here when you see something that somebody may be touting as like the next big thing. And it's like, dude, they got that over there. This isn't anything new. You guys are just trying to make money off us. And it helps you recognize stuff like that.
Which is huge.
But,
yeah.
Speaking of Snec real quick, and then we can jump into some of these projects too, to get through this over here. If you guys have any other comments on culture over here, or what kind of, do we have culture, do we not? How do you feel about that post? Maybe drop it over in comments there. Big post over here from Snec, though. Max, Mayor, they partnered with this guy. So they got over a million followers on YouTube, built up multi-million dollar businesses. Apparently, I don't know him too well. I've seen him before, never watched his videos too much. They said, this is not a BS shill partnership. It's a long-term structured plan. As a partner investor, Max is officially joining Snec's elite core contributors group with a mission to grow the Snec brand. Max is bringing his marketing power, connections, and skill to push Snec to levels you haven't yet imagined. His long-term vision resonates perfectly with the Snec ethos. Make Snec the biggest decentralized brand on the planet. Welcome to the family. So this is interesting to me because I watched the video. He's got over 1 million subs. He was buying some stuff and it got eyes on Snek. Mm-hmm. But I mean, when you think, I think like Snek was originated from the community. It was a meme, but you know, off the Chill Kong's Magic Kong of trait. You know, it's the most successful meme coin over here as far as, you know, so you got, it's got the combo, right? It's got the community, it's got the money, and it's pushing the marketing right now. And with those three, that's a dangerous combo to kind of break out of. And you saw that kind of reflected in the price a few days ago. It jumped up, and then it's kind of since retraced a little bit right here. But yeah, I mean, I was gonna say, yeah, it's they're balancing right now. But the interesting thing about them too is they're still at an $82 million market cap. You've seen some of these top meme coins on other blockchains. We even talked about runes, right? Most of the top ones are over $1 billion market cap currently. And we're not like fully into that bull market yet where these things can go up multiple billions. So that's in the FAFA out there, right? Potentially. Hey, we'll see.
Quarterwater said, Max drank one can and got diarrhea. It was worth a try, though.
The Snek energy?
Yeah, I guess. I'm assuming he drank.
Yeah, well, I got some Snek energy, and honestly, it was pretty good. I don't know about diarrhea, but hey, check. but I don't know, man. What do you guys feel? How do you guys feel about that? Like, do you like to see partnerships where they're trying to market with big brand people to push Snek into other things, or is this just they're saying it's not a shill?
I love Snek, but I have my guard up in a sense about this, and I love Snek, love the community, and I only say that because the 2021 meme coin season, when every YouTuber was 1,000x on their thumbnail pumping a coin, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's just my guard's up about it. But they're still doing, they were doing great without him, in my opinion, already.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, you can't hurry. Like, you hire marketers, you hire different people to like advertise your stuff. Of course, you want to get like more eyes on it. And there's different crypto YouTubers who have like caught into Snek. I don't know if there's any backdoor stuff or like people like, hey, you need to catch this. But I've seen other people like big Crypto R Us or whatever his name is, like talking about it. You know, BitBoy, all those guys over there were talking about it. So it's not like it hasn't caught the wave of that. But at the market cap that it's at, like on Solana, an $82 million market cap, it's just kind of like, all right, this might have some legs now to run over to that billion. Can it get there? So I do think there's potential for it. And I do think, like, if you're a Cardano supporter, right, this is one of those ones where you can look at and be like, okay, I respect what they're doing right now, even if it's not for you. But yeah, that's an interesting post right there for them. And then shout out to the Snekies over there. I saw JK over in chat a little earlier. He said he had the kids. Running a soccer practice or something, but appreciate
y'all. First time we see JK, I always think of that derp video.
Oh,
the little one to the camera.
Like, oh yeah, where he's just like that. Yeah. Oh, dude. Oh yeah. Yeah. Talk about culture right there. I forgot to put on the thumbnail. Little derp birds, man. What else?
We confirmed that wasn't JK, right?
No, that wasn't JK.
Okay, I just want to make sure. That's why I picture that person though when I see his name.
Bro, oh, where is it? I just saw the chat over there. Sorry, I scrolled it up over here. Curly said, it's funny. We do complain that we don't market enough. And then when we do, we get called a shill. Agreed. There's no pleasing you. That's the problem.
That's what it's going to be. It's just online. It's Twitter space. Sometimes you just got to get offline, too. Like, that stuff's just not going to end. People are just, they're sitting around all day. If it's a quiet day, it's boring. They're going to want something to talk about and complain about to
always
fun. Stop shilling.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, what do you mean? Why, we don't need this guy? And it's like, I can guarantee, I can already see it. When the next run really like gets up there, there's gonna be all these people making videos. Snek, Cardano, brand new coin that's the next 100x. I can see the videos now. They're gonna happen, and there's gonna be a ton of other ones over there. Yeah, and we're gonna fucking be right there with him. We need to make like the counteractive videos to those videos. This guy's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Listen to us. Just shit on all the other ones. Make some good entertaining content. We'll debate him.
Like Resin's comment.
Hey, there you go, right? There you go. Everybody has them. That's true. Curly said it was smell. Good stuff right there. But yeah, dude, Snek's an interesting one. The other one that was referenced over there, which I'm not a huge holder or anything of them. I minted a few of them when they came out, and it was fun to flip those. They're not paying me anything.
How much are they paying you?
Nothing. I just thought I like the artwork. We were talking about this backstage over here. Like, I like Ore because the art's dope. outside of that, dude, like that's about it for me. But I mean it's cool art. I'm not like a huge anime fan either, but I can appreciate it. Like yeah, that show looks cool.
No, they have great, and they've continued to be on brand with it too. Like they hit the nail pretty hard every time.
Mm-hmm. I love their 101s.
Bro, those little cards, you know, like those are back like in the day. The original Ore, like 100 drops, the NK stuff. Like these look so good for what they were, right? Like you just look at any of these and they knocked out like that classic like card feeling so much better than anybody else early on. I'm really mad I never got one of these early on.
These still hold up really well.
Right, look at these things.
Yeah.
Check it.
And you can tell, man, the dude's just an artist and he has dope art. He's got a cool community behind him. They may not get the love they deserve yet, but I think there is such a good group behind him. And there's people outside of this Cardano ecosystem that know about Ore, right? He's got 172,000 followers on Instagram. Like, that's not a little amount. So obviously, he's attracted people's attention. Well, it's just cool. And it's cool he's building here, like, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And I think it's one of those things where people see the potential and still may like the project, but their early buy-in was their support. They're going to take that. They need more liquidity to go buy into other projects and continue to kind of keep building. So it may not even be like always a sign of like, hey, I don't support this or like this project anymore, but like I need the money. Like you're not doing anything. Yeah. You're not getting me anything else right now. You know, maybe one day I'll own one of these again, but hey, let me get to that Freedom 35 first before I start putting art away in my wallet. I don't really have that luxury yet. I'm trying to still build up to that. So that's also where it comes in, where, you know, some of these projects, we don't have, I think, enough people with enough money in our community yet, because of just the stage and what we are, to keep all these projects at that high of a floor is just not possible and have any activity or any, you know, it's just difficult to maintain that, especially when it has been a slower market or a low market.
Yeah, 100%. And I think the other part of it too, is just anybody who, I mean, as a collector of these different, like you said, brands who may not have the money necessarily to like super dive deep into them, but they just appreciate that kind of artwork from the front side. It's like, hey, I can buy this on the front end or I can mint it. I can flip it because it's worth something. And then maybe down the line, I can get back in, I can collect, or I just hold on to a piece and it's still, I can still enjoy it. And I don't necessarily need to be like a whale that owns 100 assets of these things to be like a true collector or holder of these things.
Just support the project and the team. This is a good question here. I saw friend or Sneck first to 100x. for 100x or like 100 million, what's the question here? Like to 100x from this spot? Because honestly, I think friend might be a little easier to do the 100x versus Sneck because their market cap's already so much higher.
I'm trying to do the math on that. Is that even possible?
I mean, 100x would be 8 billion, market cap. Yeah.
For friend, it'd be a little easier, I think.
Oh yeah, I mean 100x obviously friend would be the better bet because they're at a 5 million market cap. It's a 500 million.
Exactly. That's what I
said. Yeah, right. if you're looking at it like that, I mean, yeah, sure. Friend. Also, I think friend's a great one. I mean, they've stood,
too. They've
stood
up too.
When everybody first minted, I remember a lot of people were just like, dude, these are such scams, you know, blah blah blah.
There's a lot of scam stuff coming out then, or just not anything worthwhile. It's just you know, money grabs.
And they've held up, man. And I don't know if you guys have seen them either, dude. They've just released something. TJ, you'd love this. I actually love it. I think it's actually pretty awesome that it's over here on Cardano right now. I just don't dabble enough over in other chains enough to know that Discord has bots like this that trade. But friends now got a bot too.
That's all.
Friend bot, and friend bot, dude, you can do it in Discord. So a lot of people are trading in Telegram, right? We saw it over in Solana. Well, this is actually over in Discord. So you just trade right in Discord. You type it in, and it hooks up to your wallet, and boom, right inside of your server, you can add it to the bot to your
innovators.
Server.
I like that.
Easy enough.
And then they steal everything in your wallet. Or when does that happen?
I don't know if that happens.
That's when you make a nice bag.
Yeah,
they become your friend first.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But dude, friend bot, dude, there's gonna be a lot of these bots. Pretty soon, it's gonna be you can't trade dexes. I mean, if I'm a dex, I'm like, dude, how do I get onto all these bots right now? Because these are where all the trades are really gonna go down at the moment.
Well, one thing I've learned about all these bots is the more you use them, they're eventually gonna have an airdrop of their token.
Yeah, they're gonna encourage, right? Like Trojan on Solana.
Yep.
Like, dude, we're not trading over there right now. Like, put volume in. Look at Blur. Like Blur did it with the NFT markets. Now people are doing it over inside these bots, Telegram, just to trade volume. whatever it is that like, people can incentivize. But Discord's a perfect one, right? Like a lot of NFT gens are in Discord. Hey, dude, I want to make a transaction real quick. There you go. Is,
except for B-boys.
BBs?
Nah. I'd be curious how this works. So you add it to your server, and then what do you make a channel for it? And then you just trade within the channel.
Yeah, I assume it's like, I mean, that's like a music box and things like that that just connect, you know, like via API or something.
Well, I only ask because the Telegram ones are obviously a little more personalized to you, your own.
I'd imagine it'd be hidden.
Well, that's what I'm curious, like how that works. I'm actually going to have to add it here in a bit just to see how that does work.
So we're going
to
put a friend bot in the F35 server, and we're going to start trading friend.
Let's do it.
I remember I bought 69 friend over the last time over on the channel just to go ahead and support. I'm about to buy some more friend. Honestly, I like friend.
You've liked friend since the beginning too. You've been
DeFi FOMOFO said that. That's I got it right. So it's I guess it brings up a private channel and then you trade within the
server. Yeah, like a ticket.
That's not like a ticket. Exactly. I couldn't think of that. Yep.
That makes sense.
You think it's like a public channel for trading?
Well, that's why I was
curious. Yes, we're going to make a channel on and our Discord.
Everyone join. Trades.
Actually,
1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8-1-8
piss off.
Yeah, see, there you go. They got a specific channel. Yeah, dude, when we talk to you guys over there at Angel Finance, we'll chat with you guys about what you guys are doing. He says it could be used in DM privately. It's really nice compared to other alternatives when buying and selling. I'm personally one of the ones that's sketched by Telegram, although Telegram's come a long way since the last time I used it, which is like 4 years ago or 3 years ago. So that was pretty much where you went, right? When you found a new community, you went to their Telegram. Like, I didn't even think about Discord back in the day. Discord didn't become a thing as outside of gaming for me until NFTs. So it was all Telegram. And it's funny to see how like that comes back around right now. Although I do love the fact that this is in Discord. I think that's really dope.
I did too. Telegram is a way more spammy than Discord ever is. People yeah. just flood the chat.
Yeah, I love Discord. Yeah. It works great.
He said F35 has a subscription on the most
adult. What is that?
I gotta change the settings on our couple of our channels. I guess they can ping everyone in those channels.
Oh, we don't have.
We just have to just change the user that can do that. I have to change our
Go. Yeah, I forgot to change the user on those couple. There's a couple channels like ideas and feedback. Ideas and feedback showroom.
And they ping. They add everyone.
They add everyone, but I usually catch them because I'll see the notifications or ones or somebody. Or ones will catch.
No, they're crushing it. They're crushing the mods. They're deleting it.
If you look at Tom, if you look at our launch, if you look at our launch pad over in our Discord server, you can see like the people who come in and me and ones like have a back and forth at this point of like, all right, don't do it. Like today, he had somebody who came in who actually did it. He goes, this guy joined the server over here today. One just like, oops, I did it again. He goes, boom. I was like, oh shit, here we go again. And boom, that guy fucking instantly started spamming shit. And I had to ban
him. I just turned it off. Mentioned at everyone at here and at all roles. I just turned it off.
Yeah.
There's more than one channel though.
Yep.
He goes, well, it's still, I just changed for the 35ers role so they can't add everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, that's the easier way. How do we not have that already?
I don't know why we didn't do that. That's dumb. Why didn't we do that?
We don't get a project. What are you talking about?
Everyone could just be scamming everybody.
Shout out to everybody who opens tickets that loves our project though. Wants to promote our project.
I want to help us promote it.
I have a script that I have copy pasted for them.
Whatever happened to like Kyle or whatever that guy's name was?
Hong. Hong was great. I miss Hong.
Oh my god, I wish we screenshot of that thread.
We got the text logs for Hong. We pretty much, if you want to ask us about promo or love our project, we're gonna grill you like it's an interview. And we'll drag you on for days. But anyway.
We got really close to having him send us money.
Yeah. We were negotiating right there. We had drive a hard bargain over there.
Oh, that was the best one, honestly.
What up, the Cardania jumping over in chat over there. What's up, man? How you doing? Appreciate you guys showing up.
Been a bit, too.
Everyone, we need... Hey.
We got to get back into
something. They're awake right now.
That's what I'm saying, Nemo. That's how they get you. Hey, the we will market. We have a large Chinese community of whales that will support your project. It's like, oh, word? Okay. All right, tell me more. Let me know.
No, my favorite one is they say we're on Cardana. I said, oh, you love us because we're on Cardana. That's cool.
Cardanzo.
Oh, like Tommy said, I just like when they're like, we love your project so much. Like, tell us about it. I love to hear. What part did you like the most?
What's I said? What's your favorite NFT of ours? I always ask them that.
Hmm. Yo, here's a good question over there. First off, stripper coin, no, that's unconfirmed. Rumors. But he said, thoughts on Ore ever reaching a valuation similar to Azuki? That's an interesting question, too, because when you put the art side by side to each other, I think, like, I honestly prefer Ore over Azuki. Azuki. I don't know about you guys.
What Azuki looks like, I look it up right now.
You go look at Kenny's PFP. But here, let's pull it up.
I think there's both and both that you could like. You know what I mean? I don't know about like generally though.
I mean, it's tough, right? It's all subjective, right? Like, who could have what kind of valuation? Like, when they're talking followers and like just overall, like reach, I feel like. You know, like inside the NFT community, Azuki's got that on lock at the moment. But outside of that, Ore's got a real presence too. And I don't know if you guys remember, have you guys seen his, or I was trying to pull these up earlier, but the shoes and stuff that Ore's releasing at the moment?
Did not know that. No, that's really cool.
Yeah, these people have, what's his name? I think it was Hugnot Rugs or somebody over in chat earlier said they've got the shoes on, waiting on the shoes right now. Or no, maybe Gray 5, who had the Ore photo right there. Yeah, he's got three pairs of shoes in the mail. Honestly, that'd be that's a dope buy right there. And talks of Netflix partnerships and...
See, that's really cool.
Maybe I need to get an Ore, bro. I need to go shopping again.
I thought you had a few Ore.
Yeah. I had a bunch of them, and then I just continued living my life.
Not for culture, huh?
No, honest moment, the one that I loved, it got lost in the stupid loan. The one that I did love. Yeah, I am so mad about that one because that was one of my favorite ones. It was the pimp suit with the round reds. Oh, I was upset.
Oh,
about
you did that have that one. Yeah, he'd love that one.
Man, I need to grab an Ore. I need to get a. You know what really bothers me about Ore is when I minted these, I minted a tight hoodie and I sold it only for like 1400 ADA at that time. Stupid me. Yeah, I didn't know what I had back in the day. So I learned my lesson.
Hey, to that though, at that time in the market, we just weren't really ready for it. It took off like no one was ready for that.
Yeah, I want a tight hoodie pair. You can't even buy these things. What are the prices still? See, $7,500, bro. See, that's what's crazy to me is people the community inside there. Yeah, you want a tight hoodie right now? You're spending $2,000 ADA, maybe a little less.
Oh, check it.
Yeah, $1,500 ADA to get a tight hoodie at the moment.
What'd you sell for?
1400, so I guess I technically am okay.
You still made
profit. Look at this. This is a deal, though, right here. You get a tight hoodie plus three other NFTs in a bundle. Yeah, see, dude, he's got the hands. All hands on deck for this one.
All right. You just said you wanted
honestly, that's not bad. I mean, it's $924. Who's the MF for that selling this? We're going to put him on blast.
That's not right. <Rose. laughs>
That's not him. Man, Ore to me.
It's the MF.
I like Ore, man. I just, like I said, if I had the art project, I chose a side early on of like, all right, I'm deep into this ecosystem and I like the vibe. And that was old money for me.
He's still doing BBs.
If I had to bet against the two right now, Ore just needs to continue to keep marketing in order to command that kind of respect. Although I do think I'm glad that Ore is on Cardano.
It goes back to the thing though, like you're just gonna buy it because you want it to see potential floor increase, or you want to buy it to support the project and just hold on to it as the art piece.
I feel like you need to. So one thing at NFTLV last year, I didn't get a direct chance to like officially say hi, but I saw Ore walking around and over at the Mallard Order thing, and I watched Demos and a few other people, Reddick, come over to Mallard's booth while Ore was there to get their real life like actual pictures or NFTs and stuff. They had like posters and stuff from him, actually get him to physically sign it. People had shoes they were getting signed by him, so I can see that draw to them of like, you know, he goes to these comic cons, he goes to these different events, these like anime conventions. I don't know what the fuck the names are, but
you got him.
Yeah, whatever, either way, but I can see like him command, he's commanding that respect inside this community right now, and I can imagine that can grow. I don't know as super a lot about Azuki other than they have a massive floor price, or they did at one point. I know when Elementals came out, that kind of nuked the floor price of a lot of it because they diluted the supply a lot. But
I think I'm clicking on the wrong ones.
What?
For Azuki's.
You have the Elementals or the regular?
I don't know. I so it just I says...
I can pull.
Are they called something different with that?
No, I can pull them out for you.
This is only 45 NFTs.
Azuki?
Yeah. So I said, am I pulling up the right one? Oh my god! I'm in.
You spelling with an S or something?
No, I'm literally. I'm looking at JPEG store. That's why I'm an idiot.
I don't think they got Azuki on JPEG. TJ.
They do that. They did. There's like 45 of them.
Oh, okay.
I think it's just a
rip. They're probably a really good deal, actually, TJ. You should buy them.
No, I wasn't going to buy them. We wanted to look at it.
It's a great price. It's probably
Azuki is a $16,000 floor.
What were they on JPEG store? It's probably a deal.
Yeah, you might as well just go over there. If you're really the artist, you just go get the picture. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a tough sell to oversell these guys. They're huge right now, but... I think if anything, when it comes to if you're a Cardano supporter, you know, you're an art, you love Ore, like, dude, support your artist at the end of the day. If your intent with them is to sell a lot of their stuff because you hold a lot, then you just want the price to go up, then great. Like, you know, I hope you're hoping for that. And, you know, hopefully you hold a couple extra pieces. I'm nothing wrong with that either. Being early on an artist. But I think a lot of people that collect these are still here are because they generally support like the art. They think it's dope, or they vibe with their community. It's one of those at this point, right?
They don't want the language.
Almost same small, but yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. Shout out to Ori over there. what else we got over here? Yes. Oh, so submitted a ticket. All right. Yo, we'll go ahead and we'll get back to it. So, yeah, just a heads up too, this week we'll reach out because we're going to be out after the rest of this. This is like we're like in between weeks of like PTO. After this week,
I've been a little busy. It's been a while.
Yeah, we've been like terrible about trying to schedule stuff. There's other people we have scheduled, but we just had to put off. But because we've just been busy. We'll get to you guys back, man.
Thursday, right, TJ?
Yeah. No more streams ready. But yeah, we should probably have something open up next month.
Game night Thursday, you and me.
Yeah,
come on, watch me play Manor Lords.
Yep.
This Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, it's technically the last week of the month.
I won't be here this Thursday.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'll be in Tampa.
Oh, yeah.
That actually is the first of the month.
Tommy, you and me.
A game from the Airbnb.
Were you trying to say you're not going to be here either?
No, I'm not going to be here this week. My brother has a bachelor party, and TJ will be there that night too on Thursday. So we will both be away. We can stream live from the Airbnb.
By that point, you guys will be asleep.
Yeah.
No, I won't be asleep. I won't get there until like probably 6 or 7.
There you go, bro.
After haircut.
There you go. Yeah, Cardano says it's cool. He's just trying to come drink and chill. Hey, well, cheers to that. But hey, speaking of drinking chill, I'm gonna go hit my little quick reload, and then we'll check out a couple more things, and then. Hey, if you got more comments, drop them over there, and then we're gonna have a nice chill night.
Yeah, check
you
it.
You know what I'm saying?
Get the fuck out of here.
Not quite yet. I forgot that's also Thursday too. That makes a lot more sense because Tommy's not going to be here on Wednesday either. So you're going Thursday, TJ?
Just Thursday to Friday because my son has a soccer game Saturday, and they're going on the boat Saturday. And if I would show up there, it'd be like 6 o'clock, and they'd probably be half asleep going to dinner, and then just going home Sunday. I was like, that's a waste of my time, so I'm not gonna do that. So I'll go Thursday, golf them Friday, and come home Friday late afternoon.
Damn, that's a lot of driving.
I know. Well, I'm not gonna make it to his wedding because it's so far, so I want to at least make it to this.
I was gonna say, I don't know if anyone's really making it besides like Tommy.
Yeah, I think I was talking to Joey today. I don't think he's gonna make it, but. Bar. What was I gonna say? We need to pull up Hugs Not Rugs print. I want to see which ones he got. That's how they pull that up.
I think that was on the list. Yeah, Tommy's got that here for us.
Hugs Not Rugs. I want to see it too. Check it. Oh, there's his print. Look at it. When are you gonna hang that, dude? I know you can hear me.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
I'm gonna never hang this. I'm just gonna always have it for live display.
I'm just gonna steal it from you.
That's what we're going to do right here. Bro, I love this print. So
yeah, when I come by to get my necklace, I'm stealing that.
Yep. There you go. Shout out to Tricks. Yo, you want to see another thing Old Money has that I usually got just posted?
Please don't take your penis out.
Okay. This shout out to Tricks right here, too.
I like that, too.
That's some Tricks art right there. Got the little signature.
I'm actually surprised you have not bought the bong, Tom.
You mean the smoking lamp?
the lamp.
Yeah. Expensive piece? Yeah.
Expensive piece?
Yeah. Damn, Tom's so in on that necklace. I mean, yeah.
Bro,
I'm so in on the Dirtbird pack of cards. I haven't seen Tommy. Was this time I saw you in person? Been a minute. Both
there
of
you guys. Here, this one's for you, TJ. Right here.
Bring that. What? Bring it. Bring it for
right there.
Bring it.
I'll bring you these nuts, TJ.
All right, bring that too.
All
right. Oh, yeah. Probably since the bachelor party, I would think.
I got a bunch of shit. I need. Oh, you know what I didn't show off? Oh, shout out to. I mean, fuck. We didn't. I weren't talking about him earlier, but even the Valkyrie.
Oh, the board came in. I actually don't think I've seen that. In person.
I haven't seen that. Wait, yeah, pull that
that's
up.
That's sick.
Yeah.
When did that show up?
Throw some trucks in there. Yeah. Put some grip tape on that bitch. Pop a kick for us, real quick.
Go crack your head open.
Yep, dude. You know what scared the shit out of me last night? I had this propped up and it fell in the middle of the night. I had no idea what fell. I thought like somebody broke into my house and it just like wrecked
everything. You're walking around in your boxes and tanked out. Who's here?
No, literally, that was me.
Stumbling around.
Who that? Who there?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. Bro, nice, yeah. No, I mean, I love collecting this shit. So, like, I'm an NFT degen, but I am also an art collector now at this point, too.
I will say that NFTs definitely made me appreciate art a lot more than I ever did, or even just pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yo, Rez, I want to see yours too. I want to see yours, bro. Pause on that.
Hey, we showed you ours. You gotta show us yours.
Yeah.
Kenny said, "What should I get from old money with $100, $200?"
Yo, Kenny, I want you and Matt to chat. Big stuff coming for Valkyrie and Mongrels. Kenny, I know we talked a little earlier over there. We shared your post. You kind of came at it to ass hard, dude. You came at him real hard.
right out the gate.
You went straight for that throat.
Thanks for the great job. That really helped us out.
It was a great job for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to disagree to a degree on the cultural part. Although, like, we go back and listen, dude. We're not going to rehash all of it. But I appreciate you showing up over here, man. You've always been cool with us. So, and no bad things to say about you, man. Old money. God, man, if he ever drops that song, I can't wait to see it. You want to talk about relevancy over here? Shout out to Meek Bills. I remember Meek was over in chat a little earlier. I wanted to show off a couple MFers had their bills up, their IRLs. He hung his up. Oh, those look so good hung up over there. Yes,
as they are meant to be.
Yes,
I know.
Rolled up.
That's like my bad, guys. GameStop
Call of Duty poster I have in my closet.
Tommy actually uses this as a blanket at night.
I just sleep in my old money.
Man,
rolls himself up in it.
Wrapped up in a big bill.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be that bad as a blanket, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, no, true. It really wouldn't. I'm a big fan of the old money. But they're doing something that's interesting to me when it comes to the art side. Like, we're big, obviously big fans of old money and the project. Tricks and them are dope, man. Got a chance to meet them in Vegas. Shout out to the whole old money community. What's interesting is, if you guys haven't seen, Danton over there did an art gallery last year in Washington, D.C., and where they basically just lined a room up full of bills, and they were, you know, now and just kind of showcase them off. And I don't know what he ended up doing with them, but this year is going to be interesting because, like, old money, right? Like, they're an art project. Like, yes, you know, they were known for some tech stuff when Hoodrow was there, but really at the end of the day, it's always been like the art for them. So they've leaned into the IRL side of that stuff, where they're going to be doing like an exhibition over there for these bills, where, say, I got my old money 0.2 bill. They'll take the physical print of that. If it's already out, then I don't know. I'm assuming they maybe ship it to them. If it hasn't been printed yet, then they'll go ahead and print it, and they'll put it up at that exhibition for people to go ahead and buy it over there. So you have to pay $250 to get your bill exhibited, and then the physical bill will be a fixed sale price of $2,500.
That's pretty dope.
Damn. Right, like getting it out into like the masses, and then any physical bill that's sold at an event is restamped, generates a conversion of the original digital asset, and stealths into another, basically goes to another policy ID, and your NFT will be eventually locked down at that point, so you won't have, once it gets sold, and then the NFT is kept in old money custody at that point. So that's gonna be interesting right there. Really? And I love that they're leaning into that though too. Because the old money to me is,
and it's gonna be an auction.
Perfect sense.
Or it's just it's a fixed rate.
It's like a fixed rate of $2,500. I was trying to find the
see some more clips of Dilly going off as the auctioneer.
Like you can, dude, look at some of these. These are the physical prints over here too, like the small, like actual, like life size bill prints. I need to get one of these ones. I love these right here.
I think old money is one of the products that I window shop quite often with. I'm not even just saying that because we're talking about them, but I really do at least once every other week look at old money to see, man, what bill do I want to buy, or just even send some offers out. Sometimes it is a little too high for me and I would feel like a dick lowballing the offer, but I am always looking for a different bill because I do want a physical print of one.
You lowball them anyways.
Yeah.
I got to do it.
The best part about these two is just like the narrative, right? It's so funny to see like this play out. Like, this is crazy. Like, and you got one of the twins right here, like that all black ink. I can imagine like you got to have a great printer for that to work out and not like bleed into everything. That came out really well.
I was even thinking though, like the MX bills, if people come in, they're just like, oh, this was the next drop they decided to go with instead of like the American dollar theme that went like the Mexican peso theme. But they may not know the entire backstory of why like Mexico fits into their entire lore. And that whole event when old money went Spanish, they may not know all that backstory. You know what I mean? They may just be looking at the assets and be like, oh, this was another drop they did. And it was based on the Mexican peso. All right, cool. They may not actually get where it comes from.
I think these physical prints would be cool.
My favorite part about them being at Vegas before was the fact that they had like the inflation times, the tits. Like, this has all the lore of old money like in them, and I like the old newspaper style stuff, and it's all just like written in here. It's not like this is just not filled with nothing. Like it's legit, like all this kind of stuff. So I would love to see them expand upon like a physical version of these too. Like they come out so well.
Soundboard extra, read all about it.
Extra, read all about it. Come fuck off.
Not bad actually.
That's pretty good.
Fuck it, check it. Yeah, dude, shout out to old money.
Old money for sure.
Going to Solana too later this year. Now it's getting delayed a little bit, but it's okay. They're working on it, and I'm honestly okay with that. I have a shitload of NMO. The physical prints, I want to get another one, even though I don't know where I'm going to put it now because I still need to frame the other ones. Honestly, you know what fucks and pisses me off is the frames are so expensive.
How much are they? Frames are always expensive.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point, though. You want it to look nice going on the wall forever. So it's not like it's a one-time, it's a one-time purchase and you got it forever.
Yeah. Dude, this slogan up here, I tried to pay attention, but attention paid me.
I know it was on there. I like that little trait.
Bro, that I love like, that. Fell asleep Felix. Watching the TV, woke up, TV was watching me.
TV's watching me. That's a good one, too.
Yeah, Charles did sign one of these, too. I forgot. Shout out to Q for getting that.
That's crazy, stupid. Bro. That's awesome. What a good thought, too. If he just had that and was like, oh, why not just have him sign one of these? That's really
cool. Yeah. Felix, I don't know if you know old money or not, if it's the first time seeing it, but yeah, definitely go out and check out old money over here on Cardano, and they are coming to Solana eventually. They've got their great fuckery mint eventually happening here soon. Shout out to Q. But yeah, I mean, this is one of those ones where like culturally, like we vibe with the style of this community, man. There's some awesome people over there, and if you go into that chat, make sure you verify your assets before going in there, otherwise people are just gonna like get blinded by you because you'll be a white name. That's fine, you can get hazed, get broken in a little bit. And then yeah, they even got an app. That's why I love old money too. Like, I like the fact that they're pushing into the real world, right? Like, they should do that. Like, that's their brand. They really should be trying to like get into that, and this is what's going to be interesting to me is their new mint. Check out the old money app if you guys are interested.
The assets and the art that they did, it's able to be enjoyed. Like, it makes the transition over to real world merchandise or art itself so easily. It just fits in so perfectly. Or some, you know, don't make as much sense, I guess, to be, you know, you can make merch, you can make plushies or something like that for some of them. But beyond that, actually recreating the NFT itself, or even just the, like, something like the Inflation Times, recreating those makes sense. It's a newspaper, so easy to recreate. It's so
perfect. Absolutely. And then finally some good art over there in Solana.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, and then speaking too, we got the MFers showing up in chat tonight too as well. I haven't seen Anax and Amanda in here in a minute. Welcome over here on this Monday night, man. And agree with this too, Matt. I know we were talking about Taz and stuff. He said they went a little harsh on him. Culture is going to be a week without the support. Agreed. What's up?
Did you see this? Where'd it go? Small Miss, your old money Orioles collection soon.
Yo.
Like that.
Yo, Trix, when you drop in that those banger songs at some point, man, I want to hear some anthems this year. That's all I'm saying.
Check it.
I was waiting for that. He said he saw an old money. He said he saw an old money thumbnail had to show up. Dude, I love that's no secret over here. We love old money.
We're pretty big fans. I think the second or the first tits was the first time we tried to mint something. And even back then, which was maybe in the first tits, they actually still had like a different mint experience. It wasn't like anything else that was out back then.
Yes.
And you actually had to do like the math equations. You remember doing those? And if you went too early, they'd make fun of you for it. They'd be like, hey, calm down, asshole. Like, we haven't started yet.
Hey, fuck off. Yeah.
And then if you tried it too many times, they'd give you a harder math problem just to fuck you over.
Yeah. That's where we vibed. But that, like, that's an epitome.
That was
like
the first experience. Getting a 2.2 bill.
That drew us into old money and has kept us fans since day one, man. And we vibed with them since. And I like I said, I don't know how much money I spent. I think I sold a few of those one-on-one gophers last year, and old money's mint was so much fun, and it lasted for like 2 months, that I spent way too much money on them because I just enjoy collecting and had a good time with the website. And it had nothing to do with me flipping them, because I think I maybe sold like 20 of them, and the rest of them I still hold to this day. Maybe I'll flip them one day. I don't know.
Did you got an MX bill, right? Physical print? You did get that.
Hold on.
I hate that I asked.
Check it.
You did. Okay. I thought you did. Couldn't remember.
Let's see if we can see it.
Get a little closer if you can.
All right, I got you. Yeah, you did. Check him. I love the colors on these things, dude. The little stamps and shit, too. You can see those.
Yeah, that's clean.
The ribbon looks so good.
Dude, you know what's crazy about the ribbon here, where you guys can see these? If you guys haven't seen, is the they're actually stitched in here. So if you guys can see that a little bit, see how they're stitched.
That's pretty cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Can you buy a frame for those, please?
I know. I'm just over here checking them, dude. But yeah, that's the old money MFers over here.
Yeah, look, their Annex manager guys are right.
What is that?
Didn't sell enough of them to buy a frame.
Yes. Buy me a frame, please. I'm full. I need your money.
Yeah, right. What are your dogs in the moon worth now? A lot, right?
My what?
The dogs going to the moon thing?
Bro, I can't sell it. It's going to the moon.
you're just afraid to sell it.
Check it. Yes. Absolutely. We need to do a damn episode together, MFers. We need to get on an MF for FM. Play some theme music in the background, because I know I love, that's one of my favorite parts about this community too. I don't know, we're like on an old money kick right now, but they're MF or FM. Trix had some ads in there, like we're just casually playing some music from other shit, and then like there's old money ads that just like sneak in there. And what's that?
Didn't we sneak into part of an ad? No, we did.
That's where my PFP at old money like sneaks in at, literally. Here,
you're in their lore too, huh?
No, I don't think, or maybe we are. I don't know.
That'd be fun. Put on some old timey voices, do an old timey interview, radio interview.
Like Fallout.
Cameras.
Dude, their promotional messages, like everything about them is hilarious. I mean, like, remember the airlines thing for them where they had like the airline commercials like Crooklyn Real Estate. I don't know. There's so many good things to have.
What
did
we make the banner ad for? What was that? That was on one of the websites.
Shit. What is that?
Momentarily, they were like, hey, if you guys submit, like, it was just like a call out to a bunch of people. If you guys submit a picture, we can get it up. Like, they're just running banner ads right now for fun.
I don't remember what that was, huh?
And I was like, already working on it. Done. But it was on one of the sites. I don't remember which one it was on. Store, so almost like a temporary link. It wasn't up at all. And that was when we were all the newscasters, and I gave us all the same Ron Burgundy mustache.
Yes.
You were Hans Thundercloud.
I got one. We ran that as a banner on the bottom of our live stream.
Right? Yeah, the one time. I forgot about that. That was awesome.
There we go, Anna Max Mander. I was trying to find it because they had like the campaign, like, shit.
There was that as well, Tommy. I don't know
that as a banner.
That image.
Holy shit, Tricks. Oh, he's giving me one of the audio clips. Here, can I play one of these audio clips? We'll have to play one of these clips over here. I don't know if you guys can. Can you guys hear my audio if I share a screen?
You can share it correctly.
Share a screen, yeah.
You need to pause it real quick. Entire screen share jacket. You see that?
No. Did you share right?
I did. Can you hear this?
Yes.
It's still a little quiet though.
Is it?
Like you.
That's for sure. Old money for dishes. It's
old money for dishes. This commercial still gets me every time. He calls. Like what's up, Modad? Hey, fuck off. We'll give about 20 more seconds.
Hey, it's us again. This is my creepy brother Peter, my stupid mom and dad, and I'm Dinky. Today we're going to be showing our friends Monad and Lisa the basics of old money, and we thought you might want to come along.
Hey, it'll be cool.
Now, here's a little background. When we installed old money on our computer, I got the whole family involved.
It's true. Everybody invested these nuts.
It was a lot of DYOR.
That's my favorite part right here. It's like, fuck off.
Hey, Monad, what's up, my dude? Okay, guys, now let's just jump into the ring.
Loser.
Forward. Perfectly developed. It was a very responsive user interface written in Chase.
Okay.
Do you remember that picture? I don't. I have to wait. Let me see if it has the date on it.
Bro, Tricks, I'm going to have to hit you back after that because he's got that fucking music, which is amazing.
Yeah, this was from August 5th, 2022.
You got the picture?
I just sent it to you. I can't remember how long ago that was. Dude, that wasn't last year. That was the year before.
Oh, wow. Remember the campaign ad? Do you have that still, too?
That's what I just... Oh, it wasn't an ad. It was... Remember, we were going to do...
Oh, no. Like, our actual ad, too. These are leaked images of old money.
This one here.
Backstories, yeah. God, man.
Check the group chat we have with them. Let's see.
Oh, you got it right here. Here.
Why are you Dan?
I don't know. You made me Dan, bro.
In quotation marks.
That's my profile on old money. Like, paparazzi is just Dan.
Okay.
That's what you made me right here. But
Oliver
this, dude,
Closeoff gets me though.
Oliver Closeoff was great, and Hans Thundercloud. Where was Hans Closeoff? Is that from Anchorman? Oh, these were
I just used that since I was young. When we did the eighth grade history fair video, that's what one of the reporters' names was.
Mm-hmm.
And then Debate Watch is that's from, and that is from Anchorman. That's Panda Watch.
Honestly, if we need to show up like as interviewers for like an old money like event. We need to get to Savannah this year. They are having an MFR meetup again in Savannah in October. I need to get that suit and with the headphones and everything, we'll pack it up and the fake mustache. Or maybe I'll try to grow. I can't grow a mustache. Like, I look like a diddler about anything right now. That's about all I'm getting these days.
Yeah, we'll get the sports coat. So I'll get a red sports coat, but then we'll wear shorts or something.
Yes, there we go. Shout out, man. Hey, when everything kicks back up, yes, absolutely. I would love that. I'll DM you after this, man. That music too, man. You guys don't know. I got a preview of the music. I think I'll share it with you guys. God damn, it's amazing. Check it. Fuck, man. Check it. The other thing. Oh, I was gonna talk some Omen too, but Snakey. He said Omen's the best ape project on Cardano. Oh, so I know there's a space tomorrow, which we always get the news after the fact. But Omen is having its woman. So officially, woman. They know they try to front run that with that AI dumb rug art project. But the women are woman. Art Mint is happening on May 3rd. Or the portal.
Whoa, man.
Oh, what? Hey, whoa, man. I said,
whoa, man.
Just leave Tommy out there by himself, Tom. Don't try.
It's fun to stay at the whoa, man. Omen is having their mint later this week. But they're
real quick,
also doing.
CB asked, do you need to be a holder to go to Savannah?
No, you just need to be a. You just need to show up, man.
I think you
just older, yeah. You just need to show up, man. Let's see. Check it. I'm pretty sure the dates are here somewhere. If you guys are interested. MF for meetup is in Savannah, Georgia, like last year. So check it.
No dates yet, though, right?
I don't see a date yet. Maybe they have it. I don't know. If you guys are interested in joining up Old Money, I'm sure we'll talk about it more too. But it's going to happen in Georgia this year, Savannah. I think there was a date up here. They didn't announce that
here as well.
Okay, there you go. Check it. Yeah. Anyway, if you guys are interested, go jump in Old Money. If you guys want to go buy an expensive lamp piece, go to Old Money's Ruggenheim platform. Shills for Old Money. Yo, man. Yo, back to yo, man. Genius X is having a Twitter space with Nemo and I believe Viva tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. UTC, which is 12:30 p.m. Eastern over here. Make sure you guys tune into this. They partnered up with Genius X, which I don't know too much about them at all. But it's a launchpad for they're a blockchain launchpad. I was trying to read business accelerator in the middle of that. You get Nemo and Viva at the same time, which is rare. The last time they did this, they broke the news about Omen and like the woman mint a little bit more. And I'm really curious to see like the different partnerships that they start to work out. Because you know, like it's one thing, it's great to have like royalties, so you get, you know, you earn passively technically by secondary volume for holding on to them. I'm really curious to see what the Omni token like transition brings with it for them. Like, what's the incentive outside of just getting DAO governance and sub DAO stuff? Like, how can they convince people to walk away from money?
I like, think why, they've been very smart and strategic with everything they've had going on so far. And I know Viva is very smart with tokenomics and how tokens work. So I think there'll definitely be a lot more use case down the line as we, you know, go further on with the project. I just think those are the first initial announcements, of course, with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I think, I don't know. What are you guys looking forward to? Like, what would make you want to split? From like, if anybody's not familiar, right? Like Omen, the PFPs, you guys aren't familiar. They're doing the women versions of these, and they're gonna basically be like a 2-in-1 token. Like there's gonna still be 10,000 Omen, but if you put it through, you go through the portal, you're gonna get for 100 ADA fee. You're gonna go ahead and get a chance to roll potentially a 1-of-1. If you hold a rare Omen right now, you put it through the portal with that 100 ADA fee, you're not guaranteed to get a rare woman. You can get a floor, you can potentially get a 1-of-1 and vice versa. So the cool thing about that though is you can go back and forth. You'll get airdropped their skull tokens going to Omni, and then that Omni token you can use to transfer back and forth between the male and female versions of your PFP. If you own the male version, you get the paper hands tax or the, you know, secondary royalties for life by holding the male side. If you switch to the female side, you don't get the PHCR, but you do get DAO access and what more of that comes with that. So I think that's what they're going to elaborate a little bit more on. If you guys are interested.
I'm interested. Definitely interested.
I love the art coming from Mirito too.
I don't know if they touched on this or not, or if you know about this as far as unstaking without a penalty.
This week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Stay tuned. This week you'll be able to most likely unstake.
Without a penalty.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was no penalty before, but you just
weren't. I just want to lose the bonus or whatever.
Yeah. If you guys aren't familiar with it, let me just pull it for you guys so you guys can see what it looks like.
And I want to subtly flex how much I have.
The crazy part to me is even after all this time, still 75% of the 10,000 assets.
That's amazing, honestly.
That's really good. It's really cool. So,
to answer your question, Matt, Levy does. They do.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. I'm an NFT degen though. I'll 100% say that I enjoy Levy more than any other platform because it's easy and it's simple and it's what I need. Shout out to them.
I mean, it could use a few new features, maybe like a better alarm system to alert you. That'd be kind of cool, you know.
Grayfi says they've never unstaked, still staking grails today. Agree with you on that. TJ, same too as well. Look at that. You guys see that date right there? 1-3-2024 over here.
Damn, that's what it was?
1-3. Can I see all stuff? Oh, yeah, I can. I don't even know what I'm holding anymore. If you guys see any of these listed on the marketplace ever, don't judge me. they've been hating patiently for 5 months almost. Check out that chat right there though. I got some decent omens. These are all omens.
Where'd you see the date again? 1-3-2024.
This is one of my favorite ones right here. I think I need to sell this one to Cash.
Which one?
That's the purple one. That reminds me of Cash over there from Way Up Anvil. No, man, I love my omens over here. I've been hanging on to a bunch of them.
You got some fire ones, honestly.
That's the theme right here. If you guys know me from Murder, Inc., this is where the Murder, Inc. comes from right here.
UI before Omni drop. Dope.
There you go.
I only have four res.
There you go. I've got 41 at the moment still. But I minted 60 of these things. And the reason I minted this, all tying back to the culture thing, right? We didn't know about paper hands tax. I didn't know about none of that shit. I just was like, dude, this art is sick. I love the reveals. I want more of them. And I would go buy the Calvaria. I'd buy the Pneumonium Dows. I'd burn them to get better traits and things like that and just have fun mixing and matching. And it was one of the most, like I said, one of my most fun mints to date. And just because of the stuff I've seen from Nemo, from Viva, the whole team, Victor and them, like, I've held on. I could have cashed in any moment over the last few months. I just could have taken out 1,800 ADA at the moment. That's a lot of ADA. Just for getting basically a refund back or a partial refund. At some point, if I just held on to these, I'm sure I'd basically be refunded, like, in full my mint amount over time.
I'd hope so.
But I think my plan with these is, at the moment, is to probably push about half of them through. I have a 50-50 split somewhere in that range right now. And we'll see what happens from there.
Because of how that works with your ability to kind of upgrade them potentially, especially if you just toss some of the ones you know are more towards floor, like, why not roll those through?
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you for sure? Like, without question, I'm using, like, this one.
The
ones that can't get any worse, you know what I mean? Like, where it's like, it's not that they're bad, but they're just, they don't even have anything special.
One to me that I could just be like, absolutely don't want, like, just get them out of my wallet right now.
I saw one that I would do.
This one I'd probably get rid of right here.
I like that one, guys. Yeah.
Which one? Right. Snake one?
No. The background, the ball background. That guy.
I just don't like that. I would get rid of...
You and eyes, bro.
I like this one I'd get rid of. Right here. This one I can't get rid of. It's all my memes.
That guy you just pointed on, he reminds me of the guy from Big Dad, and he was like, "You're mad at your dad, not at me." He's like walking by in the park.
I am mad at my dad. I hate my father.
You're right. I hate my dad. That's what I think of.
That goth kid in the park?
Yes, the goth kid in the park.
You're mad at me. It's like your father.
You're mad at your dad, not at me. I forgive you.
He said, "I'm not into the scare boys." No, I could get rid of the basketball one, even though I don't know. I can't get rid of this one. This one to me is one of my favorites.
It's funny if it came back a volleyball head. Check it.
Oh, didn't check. But yo, even some of these new traits over here, every day
they're awesome.
You know what? The fun part about Victor too is like he's gotten to like essentially do another collection without, you know, necessarily diluting his supply. Like you don't have to opt into this. Like all 10,000 of these won't be revealed. Unless everybody swaps back and forth, but they have the potential to. And I love the design of the coin too.
Me too.
Like,
that's so cool.
Blackfire. Oh, the art for them is sick, man. Like that's one thing about Omen, man. They came out of nowhere as far as like to most people. Like Pneumonium, we knew about Pneumonium way back in the day. Why we didn't get involved, what I associated Nemo back in the day with you guys was Cardano Poppy and the Fauna Skull Drop. Like that's what I remember specifically from you guys way back in the day, the Fauna Skulls. And I remember him telling me about Skull Token way back in the day. And for whatever reason, I was just like, I didn't get my attention, but I've always like, you know, it was one of those things I always watched. But when you guys tweeted about Omen for the first time, that's where we started to talk about it. We're like, all right, we need to like pay attention to this. I want to say like, that's a shout out to even to us and just to our community too, for like pointing us out. It's like, we were one of those ones who like kind of chatted about you guys like first before the mint. After the mint, obviously everybody can go ahead and claim, hey, check this project out and stuff like that. But big shout out to you guys
too.
Shout out to us, but a shout out to the people who supported them way before even we were looking at them. The OGs over there. And Omen's one of those ones for me, I think will be around, you know, hopefully a long time over here on this chain. But I just know the people behind it are so super tuned in to this space.
Not even just our space, but crypto in general. Just,
I was going to say, yeah, they kind of are on the market.
Yep.
There you go. Hey, transitioned assets also get an Omni airdrop. There you go. I love that we got, Nemo over in chat, man. Shout out to the communities, man. That's one big thing too. Like we always talk about over here is if like people show up over in the chat and like support the people that are just like, you know, the creators, people that are making content. Like I know we can't dial in as much as we want to, man. We're not, we're not an L. We don't got a chance to sit here every day and talk about the shit. Like we would, you know, like we're 20 years old again. We got stuff going on. We'd be Cardano's number two influencer behind them at this point. we appreciate the people who take the time to also support us when we get out there and put these things out. So hopefully you guys, if that's one thing to talk about, like cultural relevance, is also the communities and different groups that support the people also creating inside the ecosystem, right? It's great that it's on X. Like X is the spot to be. But hopefully, like you said, there's another medium with video and stuff. And when people want to go back and Omen or one of these takes off, hopefully they have some videos and some cool shit to reference. Like, oh, I remember this. Okay, I want to watch the journey a little bit with these guys. Here you go.
Absolutely. 100%. No, couldn't agree more. Well said.
Ah, what else we got going on, boys? I think
Snacky's for us pumping.
Snacky?
Is it still going?
Where are they at? What are they up to now?
330, 320 something? 315. I mean, they were at 335 at one point.
This is a perfect example of a community, though, too. Same thing. That is just supportive, right?
Yep.
And, I mean, obviously money is involved in this, right? They're mining other crypto to go ahead and buy back Snake to distribute to holders. It's a cool concept. But at the end of the day, the reason this works is because there's a big community there. Any art.
Community first, always. Yep.
Any art works, too. Like people really enjoy the artwork.
I like the artist a lot, honestly.
It's just good.
Yeah.
It came out really, really good.
I love too that they also got other communities involved in some of the artwork too. Like shout out to Omen. There's some Omen traits in there. I didn't realize they had the Omen heart skull in here. Did you know the heart skull that we like from Omen?
That's my favorite one.
I don't know if it's in the armor. Like it says dome. There's a lot of Omen domes over there. I don't know what it's technically called. It's like they're in their hand over there. I'll find it. Anyway.
Uh-oh.
You got an Omen background? Oh, there it is. Okay. Check it. Yeah, see the heart skull? Like the mouth and everything like that. That's a dope looking one. That's a 101, I believe, too.
The mouth this one is spazzing.
Great for them. Cool to see another community get supported by its...
Oh, base people. One, sorry.
It's awesome to see.
Yeah, Oh, I like Snikes, man. I still got hold a couple of them from Mint. I flipped a few. Maybe if I can get back in.
Flip my pipe one.
You got the in, was it in the pipe or something like that?
Yeah, actually, I flipped it before. I knew it was like a super rare trait.
Dude, I was sitting there that day because runes were getting ready to come out. And these were going for like damn. 280 to like 350, like a four. I almost bought a bunch of them. I'm like, that's dumb. I'm not going to do that.
I still
that.
Flipped it for 525, though.
My favorite part about that's good, though, actually.
Yeah. Hey, what's
that? Nothing wrong with that.
My favorite part, that's why I miss these collections. Like Beyond Rockets did it when they first came out and others, where you could just like snipe certain traits early on. Like community stays like active and engaged for a while. And you can like make money with up to like if you want to flip to a one of one or just like grab more or just make some money. Like I love collections where you can do stuff like that. And these, there's like something for everybody with these.
Absolutely. Like you said, it gets all the communities involved. They can find that trait with another community that they resonate with within this community now.
Oh, bro. If you're into derps here, if you're into a ton of different things.
Or even like comics. Yeah, the Deadpool one. There's another one too. The one of ones that they have. The one of ones, but.
The base, honestly, base to me are better than the one of ones. Like I enjoy the base ones a lot more. Like the derp one to me is really fun. You got the Among Us one, Tom, that we were talking about the last time. You got the Omen with the laser skulls. I mean, I should have bought the mummy. I could have bought the red mummy for 1600. Somebody sniped that thing. Where's that red mummy, dude? There's a snack pool. I don't know, dude. I was just runes were happening. Check it. And then this makes it even more fun, right? With that guy Max's like thing, like you know, if you're big into like the snack ecosystem, man, here you go. There's even more reason to go ahead and collect. I got a Jon Snow snack right here.
I didn't even know that. That one's dope.
You didn't know about that one, TJ?
I know nothing, apparently.
Damn. Yo, CB, they got the bees right here for you, man. You can mint the bees.
Did you say bees?
Bees or beads?
I just started rewatching that through again. Arrested Development still holds up so well.
Bees?
And all these new shows are not coming through for me. That one.
Check it.
This is the one I was going to buy for 1300 ADA or something like that. 1300 ADA. It sold 13 days ago. Rip.
Yo.
Check it.
The Heart Skull on Omen, the one with the white suit, the one I've been looking at for literally 3 months, is still listed at the same price. Power to that person for not even changing the price at all. It's still $10.65.
They haven't updated it?
They haven't updated it in 3 months. It's just still chilling.
Wild stuff.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah. Buzz, over there. CB, do you guys mint yet or what? No. I just type Buzz. I don't know any projects. Check him.
About the word Buzz. He's a baseball player that's cheating.
Rizzuto. Two R's. Damn it, Kenny. Why are you doing this to us? You're a fucking petty fucker. Kenny, you motherfucker.
What happened?
He tagged us, dude. He said defund Ames.
Oh, my God.
Kenny, what are you doing to us, dude? God damn it. All right.
Check it.
We do not endorse or support these messages. This is all community based. Shout out to Ore. Shout out to Mongrels. Shout out to Tass. You heard it here first. But also appreciate the support at the same time. Check it.
Check it.
Yo, CB, that's a great thing right there. Tommy is buzzed. One more, maybe.
Damn it, they're probably talking about us in the society chat now.
What are you going to do, CJ? Is our culture blocked then?
Is it blocked? I don't know.
Blocked. Already done it. I've been
at the end of the day, man, support the builders, support the people you vibe with. Go find the communities, the people that you like to hang with, and chill, man. And then go support for those communities at the end of the day. You don't have to like everybody. You don't have to be friends with everybody. You can hate some people. It is what it is. But at the end of the day, yo, rep for your hood, dude. That's where it's at. God, I see these damn dog posts over here from Leonidas on my side screen. A dog goes to the moon. Rep like you, like Leonidas reps for dog. That's how you need to be as a community member.
At the end of the day, flip everything.
Get out.
That's what Demon said.
Yes, I know we said we weren't going to do 2 hours, but here we are.
I was going to say, it's fun. We ended up having a couple of different topics here. I like it.
You're like, oh, let's just at least try making an hour, and boom, almost two.
I was going to say, we had that topic from Kenny when, you know, we got a lot of out of that. It's something we were talking about off camera, too, discussing ourselves. So it was easy to break into that. Still, something interesting to go over.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Still got me thinking.
I like Demon. Yeah, I swear, I wasn't reading chat earlier, but hey, there you are. Also, if you guys are interested in saving the bees or bee size, CV, here you go. I'm sorry we couldn't get you on beforehand, man, but here's your promo over there. You have a mint going on May 1st to the 472 hours. There it is. Save the bees. Big space tomorrow. There it is, right after Nemo's. Done. There you go. You heard it here.
Bees,
second.
Bees. Bzz, bzz.
There it is.
The day, flip everything. I like that. It's good advice. Wish someone said that earlier.
He said more curse words. Oh, my bad. PG. Earmuffs. Hey, CB. I didn't say anything.
Did we curse a lot?
Probably. Yeah, TJ, what the are you talking about?
What'd you have to actually still mouth it with your mouth, Tommy. That's the hard part.
Yeah, what? I can't talk like that.
It's hard.
Yeah, you just
get to see it up and not actually talk.
You're a real piece of. I don't know.
Your timing is so terrible with that. I have to work on that.
That's when it just isn't like sensitive at all.
You still like had the K off afterwards. The beep was done. That's so bad. his kids are watching the show. Come on, dude.
That sounds like
hey, to be fair, we did mark not safe for under 18. We have adult words here. So what do we say right off the bat? We said something dumb right off the rip from here. What sorry.
Say? I'm not even sure what you were just saying. We did say the show was for under 18 kids. Is that what you
No, we marked it as not for under 18. I said we marked it for not under 18. God. What are you talking about? Y'all are crazy, man.
I don't like you, but you're crazy.
You're crazy, man.
I like you.
But you're crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to save us here in a second.
All right, guys. Well, you know, I can't talk anymore. I just have to get right into it over here. If you guys are officially not ready, I hope you guys are ready because... Oh, shit, Shaz.
Welcome to the end of the show, Shaz. Appreciate you showing up late. It's all good because you're on the other side of the world and it's the future over there. Appreciate everybody over in chat showing up tonight.
Does Cardano have culture? We don't fucking know. But one thing I do know
is that hit that like button down in the description button.
It helps us get through this bear market, bull market. We don't know what kind of market it is yet. But TJ's
going to continue to go ahead and play us out. We won't be here on Thursday, Wednesday, Friday.
I don't know. Maybe we'll. Maybe Tom will be playing Power World. Maybe we'll be playing Zomboys. Maybe he'll be playing nothing. But we will catch you guys tomorrow. Not really.
Get the fuck out of here.
Appreciate it.
Peace.